President Bush's party is planning to advance its conservative cause after winning full control of Congress. Republicans want to cut taxes, confirm more judges, and more. Tuesday's results surprised Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire.
I obviously hoped, and in fact, when I left to go back to New Hampshire to campaign, I said to my staff, now you guys got to be thinking about what we're going to do here if we actually take control. But I'm not sure too many people thought that hard, because I don't think there were that many people who thought we would.
In the next few minutes, we'll meet some people who may soon influence your life following this election. And we begin with Judd Gregg. He's on a Senate committee that affects millions of Americans. The Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee oversees everything that the name implies. President Bush's education bill passed this committee on its way to becoming law. So did a Corporate Accountability Act after this year's corporate scandals. The powerful chairman is Democrat Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts. But in January, conservative Republican Judd Gregg takes over. The other day, Senator Gregg was relaxing in his Senate office suite in a conference room decorated like a New England study with old maps and a moose head hanging on the wall.
It's a bull moose.
Did you shoot this?
No, I say he died a politically correct death, hit by a motorcycle or something.
Republican Judd Gregg doesn't gain absolute power over his committee, but he does gain more power.
In the famous words of Henry Kissinger, he said, the memo controls the meeting. Well, I'll be writing the memo instead of Senator Kennedy now. So the vehicle we'll be working off will be a memo that has my basic thoughts in it. What actually passes is probably less significant because very little passes the Senate that's not bipartisan. The numbers are so close. They were close before and they're close now.
I wrote down a quote from The Wall Street Journal had a little summary of new committee chairs and what it meant, and the one-sentence description of the change in committee here is that labor unions should worry.
Well, I've got no preconceived position that's an axe to grind position relative to any group, I hope. I hope I listen to all issues honestly and fairly in the context of that conservative philosophy.
What about the Family and Medical Leave Act, one of the best known pieces of legislation perhaps it's ever passed through this committee? Will you be revisiting that, making some changes to that?
It's a good piece of legislation, and I think it's been very positive for the workplace. I'm very supportive also of taking other family-oriented workplace things like comp time, flex time, which has been held up. If a person's working and they're in a business where they, of their volition, are willing to work longer hours one week in exchange for working shorter hours the next week because they've got a family issue they want to deal with, or some for whatever other reason they want to do it, they ought to have that opportunity. If that's their interest and the employer is willing to do it, then that option ought to be there. They shouldn't be unilaterally barred from doing that under our labor standards laws as they are today.
This is something that Republicans have tried in the past when they controlled the Senate, and labor unions fiercely resisted.
Yes, they do, but I think we have a majority position for it in the Senate. I do believe we can pass that type of legislation because it's logical. It's a family-oriented approach to the marketplace and to the workplace specifically.
Have you talked to Senator Kennedy since the election on Tuesday?
I gave him a ring. I haven't tracked him down yet.
You guys will have a lot to discuss, I assume.
Well, Senator Kennedy and I get along great. I mean, we've had a very good relationship. We obviously have deep philosophical differences, and we enjoy pulling each other's chain on occasion because we're both competitive people. But in the end, we both understand that in this context, and especially in the Senate, you have to be collegial, and it's better to work with someone and get something that's a reasonable approach than to demand an ideological position that isn't going to get you anywhere in the end.
Senator Gregg, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire takes over as committee chairmanship in January.